just on the side note, Alan Raban checked out. Chase Suber is in the game.
And Micah Kramer is going to keep for himself with a as Sandusky marches right through the line. And Ben Krieger sacks Kramer in the backfield on fourth down. It's a turnover of downs, and Sandusky offense back on the field with 52 seconds left.
Wow, what a play there by Ben Krieger. Not sure if he was unblocked, but he missed assignment there for the USA offensive line. Micah Kramer was still going through his fakes, which running back they hand the ball to. They may have even called play action pass there, but regardless, Ben Krieger was in the backfield and makes the sack and forces a turnover now as the home team, Sandusky, takes over here now on their own 42-yard line.
Right to left across your radio, 58-yard field for the Sandusky Redskins. Working out the right hash is a wing tee to the right. Campbell under center, surveying, now is under center for completely. It goes for his end around, and it's a handoff to number 25, Brian Ross. He's out across midfield and forced out of bounds at the 43-yard line by Brendan Prime, the free safety. And it's enough for a first down and then some. Started the 42, and he's finally brought down at the USA 44.
Brian Ross that time was your wing T man to the right, and again, they run through their motions, fake the fullback dive, fake the handoff to the running back, and a delayed counter or reverse coming from Brian Ross as he takes that delayed handoff and goes around the near side of the field and virtually goes untouched as he gets 10 easy yards before the defensive back Prime was able to force him out.
Last play of the first quarter here, 30 seconds remain. And play action pass, wide open receiver. Brian Ross catches it at the 33-yard line, on his feet, still inside the 25, inside the 20, and dragged down at the 13-yard line. A nice completion from Campbell to Ross as Brendan Prime finally has to chase him down, and it's a big play as the clock stops momentarily with 19 seconds left. All of a sudden, inside the red zone at the 13-yard line.
Ryan Campbell throws a nice ball, Clark. In this case, they sell the play action very well. They've shown the runs up the middle. They've now tried to get the ball running to the outside. In this case, they look like they run the same play they did before, fake that. And Brian Campbell finds Brian Ross leaking to that right sideline. About a 6-yard throw and catch that's going to turn into a lot of running space for Brian Ross. And Sandusky now putting another good drive together.
A 31-yard reception. It's a handoff up the middle from Campbell. And this one goes nowhere fast. And the bottom of that pile would be number 5, Trenton Lee, it appears. And that is the end of the first quarter, with Sandusky with the only score of the quarter so far. It's 8-0 Sandusky, and we played 12 minutes in Sandusky, Michigan, blanking the USA Patriots so far. You're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck, whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 1999 regular cab Chevy Silverado 1500 local trade. 4.8-liter, 8-cylinder engine, AM-FM CD, power windows, locks, outside mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100 or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
We have played one quarter in Sandusky, and it is 8-0 Redskins as they march down the field in their first drive. 64 yards, 16 plays, results in a touchdown over 7 minutes and 22 seconds. USA got the ball, and they only went 17 yards before a turnover downs as they got sacked on fourth down at the Sandusky 42-yard line. And that's where Sandusky picked up as they are now at the USA 12-yard line. Second down, 9 to go.
So far, a first quarter dominated by Sandusky. They were able to force a turnover and put a drive together. Only two drives total in that first quarter. So long drives for both teams, but the Sandusky offense wearing down this Patriot defense.
Wing tee to the right, and it's a pitch out to the right. It's a pitch to Trey Brown. He breaks free of his first tackle. Touchdown, Sandusky. Trey Brown from 12 yards out in for the second score of the night. They only needed 1 minute of play As just 8 seconds into that second quarter, it's now 14-0 Sandusky.
And he made a guy miss right at the line of scrimmage. Trey Brown virtually runs him over, gets lower than the defensive back, knocks him down on his backside, and continues to stroll into the end zone. A tough run there by Trey Brown, and finds his way into the end zone as Sandusky takes a two-score lead as they attempt another two-point conversion.
Wing T to the right yet again. Campbell under center, two men in the backfield, and it's going to be play action to the left. And he's actually going to keep it for himself. Dimes across the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. And it's now 16-0.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Trey Brown's 12-yard run makes it 16-0 now for the two-point conversion from Campbell. As Sandusky's kicking off yet again. This one's a line drive to the far sideline. Bounces at the 12-yard line, brought in by Josh Ling. He's across the 25 and brought down with authority by Sandusky's Trey Brown, the man who just scored. Whips him down to the 26-yard line. That's where USA will start their drive.
And you can see now the crowd's really getting into it. The home team, Trey Brown, breaking a big tackle and scoring a touchdown, then coming back on special teams and making a big hit on USA's best running back, Josh Lang. All Sandusky here so far in the first half.
First and 10 for USA, moving right to left across your radio. They trail Sandusky 16-0, 11:46 left in the first half. This is USA's only second time on offense. Their first one resulted in a turnover of downs. Micah Kramer in the full house tee looks to his backfield, and it's going to be a handoff up the middle, and it's going to be looks like World War I out there as it's a battle in the trenches across the 30-yard line out to about the 31. Ball carrier was Alan Raban and brought down by Jared Tubbs, the defensive end for Sandusky. 6-yard gain, actually, when all said and done, as Raban did not give up, second and four.
That was rugby style, Clark, as Raban looked like he had absolutely nothing and was able to push the pile ahead and keep those legs turning and got himself 6 yards on first down for the USA Patriots, second down and four to go.
USA coming out of their huddle, belt working 2 yards inside the left hash. Right to left across your radio. 1 minute into the second quarter. 16-0 Sandusky. Kramer for USA under center. Quick handoff up the gut, and he's going to be to Josh Lang, it looks like. And he's going to cross the 35 down to the 37. And as he was going down, we have a flag flying. It appears to be a face mask.
It's got to be, Clark. It was thrown right at where the tackler was being, where Josh Lang was being tackled, just shy of the first down marker. And the only thing it could be there is a face mask.
And it was a 5-yard face mask. He grabbed it, but he did not yank. So that's only 5-yard penalty against Sandusky, the first of the night. Regardless, he had enough for the first down, but it moves him forward another 5 yards out to the 41-yard line. First and 10 for USA at their own 41.
In other area games, Clark, we're late in the first quarter, start of the second quarter. Harbor Beach leads Reese 14-7.
Handoff up the middle to Josh Lang again for USA, out for about 2 yards where the trenches stop him at the 43-yard line. Brought down by Landon Poplinski, the linebacker.
Not a lot of creativity yet in this USA Patriot offense. The wing tee is definitely an offense where you can get a lot of versatility, but we've seen a ton of quick handoffs, a lot of fullback.